You're listening to SBS News.
Finland's leader was welcomed to Kirribilli House with a fond embrace from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Sanna Marin is the first Finnish Prime Minister to visit Australia's shores.
Thank you for your friendship with Australia, and I look forward to your visit being symbolic of strengthening those relations.
We have so many things in common. Even though we are across the globe, we are in different parts of the globe, I think we are so similar in many ways.
These are two nations treading carefully with superpowers in their region. Finland shares a 1,340-kilometre-long border with Russia. Speaking at the Lowy Institute, Ms. Marin says sanctions against the nation need to be stronger as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues.
If Russia wins its terrible gamble, it will not be only one to feel empowered. Others will also be tempted by the same dark agenda.
She's conceded Europe's response has been hindered by its reliance on Russian oil and gas. And Ms. Marin told Australia's Prime Minister there are lessons to be learned.
We also have to learn from the war, from the situation, not to build that kind of dependencies with authoritarian countries that are critical, that would crumble our societies.
And the leader has singled out China, which dominates critical supply chains, as one such nation.
And we must make sure that we don't have that kind of critical dependencies when it comes to China. This is the time to stop being naive.
Finland's youngest ever leader, Sanna Marin, has become a prominent voice on the world stage and an outspoken supporter of Ukraine, visiting the sites of alleged Russian atrocities earlier this year. She ended decades of neutrality by moving to join NATO. It's a decision that outraged the Kremlin. The invasion has prompted Finland to look to fortify its relationships beyond Europe. That's where countries like Australia and New Zealand come in. This visit includes a trade delegation. Already a deal has been announced with Finnish company Nokia to upgrade the NBN, and more announcements are expected. Professor Andrew Scott is the head of the Australia Institute's Nordic Policy Centre.
I think seeking cooperation around the world with countries which have to deal with difficult relationships is part of the story. Australia has talked about improving research and development and making more things here. That's the new Prime Minister's agenda, and Sanna Marin commended the new government for doing more to tackle fossil fuels and to move towards renewable energy. That's the kind of cooperation I believe she's seeking with Prime Minister Albanese.
During today's tightly managed proceedings, there was a brief encounter with the public. Miss Marin met a 101-year-old survivor of Finland's winter war 8 decades ago, and it's a reminder of what could be at stake for her people. Naveen Razik, SBS News.